Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Alexa, who is Adam Ferrara?
Adam Ferrara is an American actor and comedian known for playing the roles of Chief Needles Nelson on Rescue Me, Sergeant Frank Fiorelli opposite Edie Falco on Nurse Jackie. He was a co-host on the U.S. version of Top Gear. He has had 3 Comedy Central specials, and his new album is called It's Scary in Here. Adam's new podcast is a big hit and available everywhere.
Sounds like it could be funny.
Sounds to me like 30 minutes you'll never get back.
All right, you're here. Let's start the show. And what a show we have for you this week. My guest in the ADD interview is an honest-to-God rock star, ZZ Top frontman Billy Gibbons.
And you're very excited about it.
Ha, 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 ha. Yes, I am. Oh, this was a lot of fun for me. And I want to welcome everyone from our Talk to Me Tuesday family. That's our conversation we have every week, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Go to my website, click the link, and join us. And our superfan shout-out is for Catherine St. Germain. Say hi.
Hi, Catherine.
Hey, Catherine. How are you?
How you doing, Kathy?
And I would like to begin today's proceedings by reading an email from Charles in Champaign, Illinois. Charles says, "Dear Adam, I want to thank you, Alex, Mark, and Menopausal Phil."
What is that?
You have a new nickname.
Yeah. After listening to the Matt Farah episode, I was inspired to finish work on my 05 limited edition Brazilian VW bus. Okay, Phil, in the Matt Farah episode, we took the personality test. And we found out that you have the personality of a menopausal woman. So that's where it's coming.
I think it was Adam figured out that you had a personality.
It's not
of
me.
A
it was National Geographic. It was in the chart.
Menopausal woman.
Is that what you're going to do? You're going to defer to National Geographic now. That's what you're going to do.
I'm sorry. Like I said, I told you. If you got a problem, I got in my dentist office. Take it up with my dentist.
Okay, follow the science, Phil.
Let's have today be the one and only day. That's my new nickname.
Right? And can I ask a question? What the hell's a Brazilian VW?
That's the ones they put together in Brazil.
Thanks for clearing it up. Yeah, makes total sense.
No, you know what it is? It's actually a VW bus with a waxed undercarriage.
Sure, for aerodynamics.
Yes.
Sure, makes sense. Yeah.
And I know you boys don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
I know. It's like uh-huh. a VW. It's got a clean trunk. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
All right.
Hold on. I'm getting a hot flash. Hold on.
Menopausal Phil. Open a window.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, he said, my daughter and I began the project before she went off to school. And when she left, I lost interest. My daughter was the one who told me about your podcast. So we're going to have to thank his daughter. And she is married now, and I am soon to be a grandfather for the first time. My goal is to finish the project and take my daughter and grandson for a ride. Thank you guys for the laughs and the inspiration. Charles from Champaign, Illinois. How nice is that?
Yeah, we inspired him.
Yes.
That's cool.
Champaign Charlie. Good for you, baby. That's good. So we provided inspiration to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, thank you so much, Chuck.
Wait a minute. Here's my question. He started the project, so I don't think we provided inspiration. We like re-inspired him. Is that because he already had the inspiration? We did. We shamed him. Is what we did.
We shamed him.
Well, that's a form of inspiration, him. I think.
Yeah, sure.
He was talking. Two car guys were talking. He's like, oh, man, I feel I'm ashamed. I started one and I stopped it.
Or his wife said, "We need some more room in the garage."
Yeah, that's what I think happened. I think Mrs. Champagne Charlie said, what are you doing with that in the driveway? Either finish it or get rid of it. Okay. So apparently, Charles is married to Rhoda, the muse of auto body work.
It's one of the lesser known muses, but yes.
Yeah.
Rhoda was integral, certainly in the Industrial Revolution. Yes.
So is she one of the nine? There's nine of them, right? There's nine muses.
Yes.
Rhoda is not on my list of nine. She might be on an appendix of, you know, modern day muses. I'm going to read through because nobody on the planet knows the nine muses who were the source of inspiration back in the ancient world.
Hold on, Mark. I know Calliope was like the chief. She was like the general. She was like Marsha Brady. Right.
Right. Marsha.
Yeah. I know. Well, the comedy one was Thea Thalia.
Thalia, good work.
Yeah, that one.
Wow.
And there's another one.
Euterpe.
Euterpe?
Euterpe. She's the muse of music.
Yeah, okay. And that's all I know. And you know how I know him? We were shooting in New Orleans, and the streets in the French Quarter are named after it. That's the only reason I remember it.
Oh,
well, the comedy
like
one I knew, and Calliope I knew, because the Calliope crashed to the ground. That's what I know that.
I know the band Muse.
There's a band called Muse?
Very inspiring.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it's living up to its name.
Yeah.
All right. What's their first album called?
Daughters of Zeus.
Who happened to be the biggest womanizer of the gods? Just saying.
Oh, sure. Yeah. He was a big man.
I'm just saying.
Are you kidding? He can throw lightning. Of course he's going to get chicks. Are you kidding? He's the master of the sky.
He was the original God of Thunder.
No, that's Gene Simmons.
Okay. Well, they have their parallel lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So, what are the other ones? We got three. We got Calliope. We got Thalia. And
there's Calliope. There's Chloe. There's Courtney. There's Kim. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the Kardashians. I'm sorry. No.
Zeppo.
It's Cleo. The Cleo Erato. Euterpe. Mel Pomeni. Polyhymnia and Terpsichore and Thalia. So those are your nine muses.
Polyhymnia, which means more than one hymnia.
Right. By the way, there's a lot of poetry muses. She was the muse of sacred poetry. Calliope is the muse of epic poetry. So poetry, bigger deal back then than it is today, obviously. Mm-hmm.
I think you just need one muse to be inspired. You don't need nine.
You need one muse for one thing. Like Thalia is the muse of comedy.
No,
she can't do poetry. That's why
so
Polyphemus came in and goes, let me show you how this is done. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
No, I beg to differ. I think an inspiration is an inspiration, and people get it different ways. People get it from a view, watching the ocean, watching someone, you know, surf.
Apparently someone got it from the Adam Ferrara podcast.
Exactly. Exactly. And I don't see you being a muse.
Really?
Maybe amusing, but not a muse.
Okay. Hold on. I just got to write something down. Cut out Alex's mic in the edit. All right.
I don't know, Alex. You put him in a toga, you know, put a wreath around his head. He should be pretty muse-like.
Oh, yeah, because I need that visual.
I can't picture that.
Yeah. I agree with Alex, by the way. Think, you can have, you only need one. You just need one source or form of inspiration. I agree with you, Alex.
By the way, for those at home that want to play along, do you know where we get the term we get museum? That comes from the muses. That's where that word comes from.
Yeah, and you know who inspired that? The god of Guggenheim. That's who inspired that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Look, I am just grateful that inspiration is out there, and sometimes I can hook into it. Makes me happy. By the way, Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top is our guest. Have I told you? How? Oh, he's bad. He's nationwide. I'm very happy.
I'm inspired by people. When I hear amazing stories of things, and it could be from all walks and facets, like it could just be some simple act of kindness that you see or you hear about, or, you know, somebody scaling Everest who has, you know, one leg or something like that, or just these stories that you hear of people doing things. I turn those and say, if somebody can do that, I can do that. I can be better than I am. I need to raise myself out of my own lethargy and find this next gear to be better in all facets of life.
Yeah. Lethargy. Lethargy was the 11th daughter. She inspired never got out sleep. Of bed.
Yeah, I get that. That's why I think like a high inspiration is so important, because it puts you in a mind state, or it gives you that little extra, I can do that.
Yeah.
I want to try that.
And it's a fulfilling feeling, because it's divine inspiration. And when you can make that discernible through human talent, they call that art.
I was just inspired by what Mark said. That was awesome, dude.
Thank you.
That was like Sternonian or whatever. Yeah. That was great.
Well, there's a very inspiring moment in this Billy Gibbons interview. Did I tell you I'm interviewing Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top?
Yes, Adam.
You hadn't mentioned that, no.
Yeah. He told me how Thomas Edison would capture inspiration, and it was just fascinating. Why don't you guys listen to this, and we will see you on the other side.
The ancient Greeks and Romans believed the nine muses of the daughters of Zeus granted inspiration to those involved in creative work.
Rhoda, the muse of auto body work.
It's one of the lesser known muses, but yes.
You're listening to the Adam Ferrara podcast. He has suffered for his art, and now it's your turn.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that, and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Pay attention when I'm talking to you, boy.
ADHD, it's not just for kids.
nice boy, but doesn't listen to a word you say.
Welcome to the ADD interview. It's not that you're not interesting, it's just that I can't focus. And my guest this week is...
Oh, look, a bird!
My guest this week is the rock and roll gearhead himself. He's a guitar great, singer, songwriter, record producer who's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His new solo album is called Hardware, and I highly recommend it. He toured with Jimi Hendrix. He sleeps on the floor. He was given his iconic beaded cap from the chief of the Bamalik people from Cameroon, and he drinks beer out of a straw. He's a car guy that gave the world Cadzilla and the Eliminator Coupe, and he fronts a little old band from Texas called ZZ Top. Lord have mercy, I am so grateful he's made some time for us today. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mr. Billy F. Gibbons.
Mercy, that's quite a send-up, man. We're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, thank you so much for doing this, Billy. I had so much fun researching you, man. I really did. And I know I got limited time with you, so I just want to start at the very beginning. Your dad was an orchestra leader, and your mom was a piano player, right?
Well, she liked to tell us that she was quite proficient playing the radio.
But there was music in the house.
All around us from day one. And gosh, looking back, I think it played a big part. Although I was more favorable to listening to Jimmy Reed's three chords than anything else.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things I loved about what you guys do is it's real hard to make it look easy. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah,
those three chords, like I was reading a thing on Ritchie Blackmore, who ran into some, Smoke on the Water is four notes. Beethoven had four notes too. And that shit was pretty good. You guys do it well.
When we go after our three notes, you know, we've talked about it many times. Mm-hmm. And, I wonder if we should expand it. And we've all decided the best answer is as long as we're in there somewhere.
Yeah, but that's great. I mean, you guys are always in there. But the thing I love about your music is you don't really change as much as you evolve. The stuff keeps moving forward, but it's still ZZ Top. And that's a testament to you guys just sitting in the pocket no matter what you do.
Well, thank you for that. It's no secret. We always keep, we seem to keep one foot in the blues. You know, we started off attempting to interpret the great American art form. Everybody knows it as the blues. Mm-hmm. And the expanse within the range of those expressions go high and low and all points in between. So it leaves a lot of room to get started. Now, having said that, this most recent release, Hardware, began rather inauspiciously. We showed up at the studio with blank paper and a pencil. Of course, when you have nothing, the only way out of it is to start something.
Right.
And that's where it went.
Yeah. And let me ask you about having nothing and starting with something. You guys, in my research, you guys wrote Tush in 10 minutes at a sound check in Alabama?
That is correct. Yeah. Florence, Alabama, to be quite exact. Mm-hmm. Those were a lucky few minutes right there.
Damn, man. Yeah. But like McCartney dreamed yesterday. Like he came fully realized in his head, and he woke up this morning. I think that, Billy, I don't know, but I think that comes from, you put in so much work. There's so much creative momentum as you're doing stuff. The machine's open, you know, and stuff just falls in.
Yeah. Thomas Edison used to sleep with a fistful of ball bearings in one hand. Mm. And as he was drifting off to dreamland, his hand would open up. The ball bearings would clatter to the floor. It would wake him up out of that creative dream state, and he'd write the ideas down. It's a good spot to be.
Wow, that's great. I didn't know that.
Oh, it's crazy. It works.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask you this. You said a quote that really resonated with me about the creative mind and the importance of being able to, I think, shut it off or let the field lie fallow so you could replenish, the soil can replenish. And you said, I don't know if this is your quote, but I read it in an article. You said, you don't have to swing at every pitch.
Well, that's very true. our sound, for whether I'm working with Matt Sorum and Austin Hanks on a BFG record, mm-hmm. or tiptoeing in the studio with Frank and Dusty, the sound is it's been described as four flat tires on a muddy road. And I like
that's great. That's yeah, but I see you. The influences you guys got. Texas has its own sound. You're not Southern boogie rock and roll. Texan had, for me, from an outsider from New York, just listening to that, you guys had all kinds of stuff from Mexico coming in. You had religious stuff coming in. You had R&B coming in. The radio you guys grew up in was a monster. I mean, I was reading in Jim Morrison's book. That's why he wrote Texas Radio in the Big Beat. It just was flooding you guys.
Oh yeah, man. Those X stations across the border were coming in like a police call. It was, there's no way around it. That was so influential. And, I guess, you're absolutely right. Texas has this peculiar singularity. It's, separate from any other place on the planet, but, we kind of like it. It's stimulating to the creative process. It's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And it comes out in your work. I mean, the early work and your later stuff. And this is where I come down with you. First, I have to ask you about the name. There's a couple of rumors out there, and I want you to, you know, we have to get this settled, Mr. Gibbons. The first thing I heard that was really cool was you guys named it ZZ Top. So you knew when you went to the record store where to find your stuff. You're at the way end. Yeah.
Last in the bin.
Last in the bin. Yeah. I thought that was cool. The next rumor I heard was it was a tribute to B.B. King. And the last one I heard was there was a misspelling on a pizza box, like they were pizza signs. was missing some letters.
All true. In fact, over the years, we've collected variations on the band's name. Mm-hmm. Spinning Top, The Walking Top, The Easy Top. AA Bottom. I mean, there's all kinds of twists and turns there.
But it's BB, because it was BB Top at the very beginning, wasn't it?
Well, it was ZZ King.
ZZ King. I'm sorry, I messed up. Yeah.
And ZZ being at this end of the alphabet, BB at the first of the. But there was already a King was. Well, he's kind of like at the top.
Sure. Sure.
So ZZ King turned into ZZ Top, and off you go.
Oh, well, it works, brother. But your first band was Moving Sidewalks?
Well, yeah. At the time, we were sharing domicile with the 13th floor elevators.
Mm-hmm.
And as our sound started to emerge, we were taking pages as best we could from what the 13th floor elevators were doing. I always thought, well, the elevators go up and Moving Sidewalks go forward. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Elevators, Moving Sidewalks. It's kind of all in there together.
And you toured with Hendrix.
Correct. That
Damn.
Was another surprise.
Damn, man.
It was something else. We were hired to join the Jimi Hendrix Experience. It was something so new. Very few people had kind of caught on at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for us to fill out the contract, we had to close with two Jimi Hendrix numbers, which was very strange going out there in front of the Jimi Hendrix Experience. And I remember the first night walking off stage, there was a guy in the shadows with his arms folded and, he grabbed me by the shoulder and he was smiling. He said, I got to get to know you. I like you. You got a lot of nerve.
That was great. I read an article where you said you and Jimmy would go. You had like hotel rooms across from each other in the hallway and the doors were always open.
And every night.
Every night. And Jimmy had a record player delivered every night.
Every night.
And you two were doing what I was doing as a kid, sitting with the record, trying to slow it down and figure stuff out. And you and Jimi Hendrix sitting there trying to figure out Jeff Beck. Is that right?
That is correct. You know, Jimi Hendrix surprised me when he would play and this was early Jeff Beck. And of course, Jeff's guitar wizardry was something to behold. And it, I had to laugh. Jimmy said, how do you think Jeff Beck does this? I said, something tells me that Jeff Beck is listening to your record saying the same thing. How does Jimmy do this?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out Stevie Ray. I couldn't get the bend and everything. He's got a wound third string, and he would bend that shit. His fingers had like leg muscles in it.
I'm telling you, on many occasions I was either backstage or visiting Stevie. I'd grab his guitar and I said, "Man, how do you do this?" I was going toward the light side of things, and he was going the exact opposite direction. But man, was he ever he remains one of our heroes to this day.
Yeah, that tone he got with that wound third. I saw you on Daryl's house, Daryl Hall, and you said one of the lines I loved is you use really light strings because B.B. King uses light strings on Lucille.
Yeah, man, he picked up my guitar, and at the time I was using some pretty heavy wires. Thinking that's how you got the big sound, big wire, big sound. BB, he took a few strums and he handed my guitar back and he said, "Man, why are you working so hard?"
Oh, that's great. I wanted to take you back a little bit to see if my assessment is correct. So Tres Hombres comes out, you guys blow up, right? And you're just, just bang, skyrocket. 76 is the worldwide Texas tour.
Correct.
After 76, you guys, you don't split up. You just take a break. I think Frank went to the Caribbean. Dusty went to Mexico. And I like to think it was 76, you left and started building the Eliminator, the 33 Ford Coupe.
That is exactly right. That was the big turning point. 76. You know, ZZ Top had been on the road since the inception, starting in 69. And we took a break. We thought it'd be a brief break. It actually extended into this rather lengthy absence from the road. However, we were on the phone with each other nearly every day. Mm-hmm. And it was, I think, the bonus from the departure from the road gave us a chance to regroup, rethink, and finally we got back together, and there was this sense of freshness. It was, and we've never left that behind. We genuinely enjoy getting to do what we get to do. And that sense of freshness is always a key player. I think it's more about none of us really know who's going to make the first mistake.
All right, I want to ask you this, Billy. So you came back in 79, right? And you came back, you both had the beards. And this is when I think you guys went from a carburetor to fuel injection, because your sound just got so much bigger. You went to see Depeche Mode and you saw all the synth work they were doing?
Yes, indeed. We had become big followers of what Depeche Mode was doing, and actually became friends to the point where those inspirational injections from what they were doing, which was very different from what ZZ Top had been doing up to that time. And we were able to kind of light the fuse in that general direction. Mm-hmm. And to use that word freshness, it provided ZZ Top a launching platform that was quite new, very unexpected, I must say. But in all fairness, Depeche Mode has somewhat been overlooked as in the initial stages. But the guitarist, Martin Gore, great songwriter, he was a cornerstone that was leading the charge within the ranks of Depeche Mode. And most recently, I think to speak of Depeche Mode as what kind of band are they? Well, they are genuinely a rock and roll band. They are that they're doing it to it.
Yeah. But I just like the way you took, you take things and you incorporate things that aren't, they don't go together, but they work when you put them together, like your sound. And like, I just saw you on Jay. I had Jay on the show and I saw you on Leno's Garage and that air, what you put in that 34 coupe didn't have headlights in it. So you took an airplane underwing and it pops up right out of the hood. I mean, that's some out of the box thinking, my brother.
Yeah, man. That kind of out of the box concept. Well, it stays with us. I must point out that this new album, Hardware, was named in recollection of our late great engineer, Mr. Joe Hardy, Joe Party Hardy. going way back, in fact, I can remember spending many nights with Joe Hardy, talking about the impact and influence of Depeche Mode. And Joe, he may have picked out another planet to occupy, but his spirit is still with us. And it's kind of interesting to see all of this stuff come back around. You know, it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's and the stuff you did to get to where you had to go to was great. The story about the Pearly Gates 36 Packard, I thought was great.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, Pearly Gates, our now famous 1959 Sunburst Les Paul guitar.
Mm-hmm.
It's been part of, we call it the benchmark, the cornerstone, a big part of ZZ Top sound and everything else we've managed to unfold. There's yet to be a record that went forward. Pearly Gates has been front and center on all counts. Yeah. She is still the one.
Yep. And you got it for $200 from a farmer?
Yeah, there was a rancher down in Texas, and somebody had said, man, they said, I know you've been looking for one of those Eric Clapton guitars. I said, well, yeah, we didn't even know what to call it.
Right.
Except that one of those Eric Clapton guitars.
Mm.
And a buddy of mine said, yeah, there's a rancher. He's been playing in a cowboy band, but I think he's retired or something. And sure enough, we knocked on the door. He let us in and he pulled it out from under the bed. He said, well, he said, I don't play much anymore. He said, if you want it, you can take it. What you got? And I said, well, I sold a Packard for $250. Here. He said, you got a deal.
That's great. Billy, I know you got to run. I can't thank you enough for spending time with me. Best to you and the family. Stay safe, brother. And thank you for all the music and all the cars, brother. Be well.
Yeah, man. We'll hit the road. We'll cross paths with you. We'll see you around the corner, man.
I hope so.
Cheers.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The ADD interview was brought to you by CruiseIntoWellness.com. CruiseIntoWellness.com for all your CBD needs. Now, let's say you were opening for Jimi Hendrix, and after the show, he was asking your opinion about what Jeff Beck was playing.
Jimmy said, how do you think Jeff Beck does this?
This could cause you a little anxiety. So why don't you do what I do? Take one of the gummies they have at CruiseIntoWellness.com. They also have edibles, tinctures, pain creams, bath products, pet products. My wife is enjoying the new hand cream. And anything they have, you get to take 20% off. Yes, you do. Just use the coupon code ADAM for 20% off anything they have at CruiseIntoWellness.com. Go! Feel better. How cool was that?
Yeah,
cool.
Adam, that was cool.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
You know, he's one of those people who say the right thing at the right time, and whatever he says is cool as hell.
Yeah, he's plugged in. He's in the pocket. He's comfortable in his own skin. I really loved talking to him. I really liked making him laugh. That really made me Made me feel good.
You guys seem like old friends.
Yeah.
You really did.
I like to think we are. Billy's just alerting security, but I like to think we are.
Yeah. But no, Alex, you're right. And I don't know whether it's because he's from Texas and he's sort of got that personality, or because he's a legend rock star, or whether that's just because he's Billy Gibbons. Is that who he is? But you really felt like you could sit down on a couch with that guy and just completely connect and be buddies. You know, mm-hmm. I love that about him. And I love that the conversation that you guys had.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw you a compliment too, Adam. You brought up questions and things that made me feel like by his response that, oh, he was really, really inspired, if you will, by the questions you were asking him. You know, he probably gets the same things over and over again, but you took him places where he was, oh yeah, you could tell he wasn't just doing the interview. He was really into it.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you, Phil. That's nice.
I think you did inspire him.
That's good. You know what? I'll take it. You know how I did it? I fell asleep with ball bearings in my hand.
How cool is that story?
Yeah.
Wow.
That Thomas Edison, and it's coming from Billy Gibbons. You know, I was talking to Billy Gibbons the other day, and he was telling me about how Tom Edison captured imagination. How's that for a Tuesday?
It's amazing.
Inside, you were screaming.
Yeah, inside, I was like, oh my God, this is really cool. And inside, I'm having a great time. And not only did I enjoy that, but I learned that when Tom Edison would go to sleep holding his balls, who knew that?
Of course.
See, my thing when I heard that was, I'll sleep with the ball bearings, but they'll drop on the hardwood floor in the middle of the night. I'll wake up, be pissed, and have insomnia.
No, Phil, no. You would wake up and you'd slip on one of them. Call us. Because now you have another pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I turned my ankle. I got up. I was inspired. I went to grab a pen and my freaking ankle.
You know? Freaking Billy Gibbons.
Yeah.
I thought he was inspiring me.
Yeah.
Thank God Tesla didn't inspire him. You'd be electrocuted.
Yeah. And the other thing that he said about, you know, the creative mind, the creative process that I thought was very valuable is like, you don't have to swing at every pitch.
Do you think you might want to take some of that advice, Adam?
Me?
Because you you're like never shut off. You're just constantly like, go, 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 go. And sometimes, you know, you gotta let a pitch go by.
I know. I really wish you were wrong.
Yeah, he's not. I thought the same thing, Adam. You're one of those coffee makers that doesn't turn off.
I know.
You don't have the auto off.
I know.
You just stay on and burn all day.
I know. I just keep, and I torture you people about it. But you guys are right. But you know what? Because of this podcast and my tenacity, Champagne Charlie's going to finish his VW bus, pick up the daughter and his grandson, and go for a ride. You're welcome.
You're welcome, universe.
Yes. Yeah, you're welcome, universe. Well, look at it this way. Even when ZZ Top took a break in 76, when they were exhausted because they were like touring since their inception for like, you know, what was that, 7 years? They all went away. They all went away. And Billy started work on a 33 Ford, which was on the Eliminator album cover. And you want to know a story? He's got like $150,000 into the Ford. And he went to his accountants. If I put this on the album cover, can we deduct it? He goes, absolutely. It's a business expense. Perfect.
Oh, my God. You need to do that, Adam.
Yes. Dusty, Frank, the album's called Eliminator. I already got the cover art. No pictures. Don't worry.
We got it.
How great was that? Yeah.
Wow.
I put you on one of my DVD covers.
You
I can't
can deduct me.
I can't deduct a friggin' thing.
Well, that sucks. Doesn't seem fair.
And you eat every day.
Goodness.
But I love that they took that break. That is such a healthy thing to do to recharge. And he said, we come back. We're all energized about this now.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I mean, we all love to go full tilt all the time. But sometimes you got to take a step back and let those batteries get back to full. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, everything you pump out after that is just less than what it could and should be.
Yeah, it's true.
And you're always on the other side of that is being burned out.
Yeah,
that's what that is.
And they say to do something polar opposite.
Like?
You, Adam, stand still.
I can't stand still.
Stand still. Or don't screw with me for a week. They take a week off once in a while.
I couldn't help myself. No, they say, like, for example, you know, you hear that Einstein, he played the violin or tried to play.
Right.
You know, it would balance him out.
Yeah, and the other thing is, when you're inspired and doing something on inspiration, you're doing it for the joy of doing it. When I keep going and going, I'm doing it as a means to an end, and the product isn't that good. When I just do things because I'm inspired to do things, what comes out is a lot more quality than just doing it.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you like to check things off your list.
Yeah.
and we'll go back and go, Adam, maybe just take a breath.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's redo this one. And then it's better.
Yeah.
And it's has more life and you enjoy it.
Yeah. Again, I wish you were wrong, but you're not.
I'm not wrong.
That's the thing about the muse. You know what muse? There's another muse that gets me. The Boomerang, which I think was the 13th daughter. And what happens to me is I'll do something. And then, like, okay, that's done. Then I'll go take a shower or I'll take a walk. And I got to change this, and this. You know, so, like, I got to realize that that's part of the process. I'm not just doing it to get it done. I'm doing it to get it good. Yeah. That make sense?
Yeah. And it still qualifies that Zeus was a womanizer since all these daughters are popping up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, there's a lot. That's what Zeus never got the DNA done because he was afraid of what he was going to find.
Yeah.
If there was ever a question, he's like, yeah, it's probably mine. Yeah. Probably mine. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
There's one thing that you guys didn't really talk about, which I thought was interesting that you brought up in the intro.
Yeah.
That he slept on the floor.
Yeah, he sleeps on the floor.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't do that. I don't like sleeping on the floor.
Yeah, he sleeps on the floor. He's more comfortable on the floor. And he also said this, his favorite city is Vegas because it's 24 hours. And when you're a rock star, you know, you can get breakfast anytime, which I thought was pretty cool.
I like getting breakfast anytime, too.
Right there.
And Keno.
So you can play Keno while you're eating breakfast. And the other thing he said...
Wait a minute. Alex, that's the key to your happiness? Uh-huh. Breakfast anytime and Keno. That's
yes.
it?
Yeah. Ask Adam.
Yeah, she does. We'll go. Whenever I work at casino, we wake up late, you know, we at the crack of noon, and then we'll take another nap. And around 2, 3 o'clock, we'll sit down, we'll have an omelet. The Keno lady will come by. We'll play a little bit of Keno. And we'll just sit there playing Keno eating eggs.
Mm-hmm. It's either that or the ponies.
Yeah.
I like going there, too.
But the other thing he said about Vegas, he doesn't like round chairs. He likes square chairs with an arm. He likes to be grounded. And I think that's the thing. Yeah. He's right. So do I. That's why this chair has arms.
He needs to be our neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be able to call him up. Hey, Billy. Yeah. What do you think about this?
Yeah. I want to borrow the cars.
Hey. I want to have his wisdom wherever I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about, not only would you want to borrow the cars, you'd want to work on the cars in the front, you know, in the garage all the time. What is that light that they installed in a car like that? What the hell was that? Okay. You'd be doing all kinds of crazy crap like that with him.
All right, well, let me just back up. I'd be breaking all kinds of stuff because I ain't fixing them. I can't fix it, but I'd love to dream stuff up with him. You know what he did when I brought up that light he had on the 34 Ford that was on Leno's garage? The car doesn't have headlights. So he took an underwing light from an airplane and it retracts in the hood. So the light comes up and you can move it. Like, you know, those cop lights on the side of a cop car.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, it's great. It's great.
That's wild.
I'm like ingenious. I saw that because I watched Leno's Garage at night, you know, on the computer. And I just scribbled this down because I saw Billy Gibbons. I got to ask him about that. Yeah, it was a 34 Ford coupe. The Eliminator was a 33. This was a 34. He had the light, and he painted the subframe purple to match the Cadzilla, the 48 Ford, the 48 Caddy he's got in the Peterson. Yeah, Phil.
Yeah, I love those questions, but I want to know how the hell you knew that about the radio in Texas. Like, how did you know that?
Oh yeah, Texas radio and the Big Beat. I was reading a book on Jim Morrison, and that's why he wrote that, because that signal was coming in from Texas. And the music always seemed like it was an eclectic mix of stuff. It had its own distinct style, Texas music. And the thing that he said actually in an interview that I wanted to ask him about, but I thought it was a great quote. He said, ZZ Top is the Salvador Dali of the Delta. And I was like, oh, that's great.
I love that.
Yeah. Now that I'm looking at it that way, I get it. I get the surrealism. They're dressed the same. The guitars spin around. He's got fur on it when they do the song Legs. It's great. Yeah, I get it.
I do like when he was saying that you do lots of different music, but you always root it in who you are.
Yeah.
I like that. And he said, we always seem to keep one foot in bluegrass.
One foot on the path, yeah.
Yeah, and he likes things he likes, and he sticks with it if it ain't broke.
Mm-hmm. You can tell ZZ Top. Look, if I hear a shuffle and C with a walking bass line, I'm turning it up. It's ZZ Top, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's you can tell he's got one foot on the path. Clapton did that, too, when he did the album with B.B. King, Riding with the King. He said, you know, I do rock and roll pop music. He goes, but, you know, you have to keep one foot on the path. Mm-hmm. And I went, oh, that's so deep. I wish that resonated with me. I don't know what that means.
Now you do.
I'm going to have to research it and ask you 10 questions about it the next time I talk to you.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Why do I see if he was our neighbor? He'd be needing a restraining order.
Yeah. I would take a hint.
Oh, hey, Adam. So you're over here again. Oh, hey, what's going on? Can I get out of the bathroom real quick?
Yeah, I would take in. He can sit. He goes, I'm not telling you the Hendrix story again, kid. Go home.
But honestly, how cool is that? I mean,
yep.
You're opening for Jimmy, man. And you're sitting around with Jimmy and Jimmy's like, hey, man, how does Jeff Beck do that? Yeah. I'm pretty sure Jeff Beck is always saying, how does Jimmy do that?
Yeah.
That's just so cool.
Yeah, that was really cool.
To be
you know what that is?
What?
Inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's it is. Inspiration. He's mm-hmm. inspired by another musician. That's what that is. It mm-hmm. you know, doesn't matter what level you're at. You can always be inspired. Always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it makes you humble. Like even Jimmy's like, how is he doing that? I was like, you're Jimi Hendrix. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't realize that.
Yeah, I know.
He just realized I'm a guy trying to make my way.
Yeah, but that's what
I love the humble.
Yeah, I do too. I thought that was great. And I love that I know that about Jimi Hendrix right now.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know all kinds of shit. I don't know how you come up with this stuff. It blows me away.
Phil, there's a whole internet. You can look stuff up.
No, I know, but this to some of the things. He's not the first one that you interviewed. They were like, how did you know that? How do you, even they're blown away.
I got a guy.
You're inspired by a guy. Okay.
I got a guy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you know what? That inspires me.
What?
See what I did there?
What'd you do there?
You're how you conduct interviews and research that inspires me.
Phil, okay. From now on, I'm going to need you to call me Calliope.
Calliope.
Yes, that's who I want to be. Calliope. I have to thank.
Thank you, menopausal Phil.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I couldn't resist. Sorry.
Oh, you were inspired?
Yes.
You were inspired.
You both inspire me.
You were inspired by Hot Flashius, the god of menopause.
Yes. Yes.
That's great. I want to thank Billy Gibbons for being my guest. It was really, really a treat for us, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Honey, if they want to get a hold of us, where do they go?
TheAdamFerrara@gmail.com.
Yes. And the show's growing, and it's all because of you and Champagne Charlie's daughter. So if you get a minute, please leave us a review. It helps us with our friend,
Mr. Algorithm.
Tell someone you love about the show. That'll help us out a great deal. And please remember, life is hard. Take it easy on yourself. The pod has ended. Go in peace. He started the project, so I don't think we provided inspiration. We like re-inspired him because he already had the inspiration. We did. We shamed him. Is what we did.
We shamed him.
Well, that's a form of inspiration, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, the bringer of shame. That's what you want to do, you putz.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.